Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, once again, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Friday, May 10th, 2019. Let's jump right in. With the summer getting closer, a lot of the vacations are being planned, and part of that being planned is to take an airline somewhere. And we've kind of learned that a lot of pet owners are taking their pets along for vacations.
Yeah, I guess the smaller ones can ride in the cockpit or the cabin with you.
Right.
But the bigger dogs have to be in a cage, right?
But, you know, still you want to look like when you're booking to make sure if they're in the, you know, the passenger or the cargo area, you want to make sure that they're comfortable, right?
Right.
So this actually is from Wallet Hub. They compiled a list of the best domestic airline for traveling with pets. They evaluated the nine largest U.S. airlines and three regional carriers across 15 important metrics. And they also analyzed data from the Department of Transportation. And they're giving good marks to two regional carriers that service the Gainesville Regional Airport. One of them is American Eagle. The other one is ExpressJet that works under the name of United Express and Delta Connection.
Yeah, and they're both at the Gainesville Airport, you say?
All about the Gainesville.
Yeah, I've never even heard of them, but this is cool. This is especially with them being in Gainesville.
Yeah, it's generally the smaller planes, like the CRJ, if that's what it is.
Right.
That's what these regional guys will be like. They also continue to name Alaska Airlines as the best airline overall. Frontier Airline, the cheapest one, and Delta remains the most reliable.
Do we know which ones are good for humans? Has anybody figured that one out yet? What airline's good for a human?
I know, right?
Can they just please take a row of seats out, please?
Yeah, come on.
This is kind of cool information because we know somebody who actually benefits from this. He was very close to having type 2 diabetes.
Right.
He had high blood pressure. He was a larger gentleman. And he was like, enough is enough. I'm going to start walking and training for a 5K. And believe it or
not. Just walking a 5K, not running one.
Yeah, right. I think that's right. Right, Janie?
Yeah, he was just walking. He was starting to just, his friends wanted him to join him. And as far as I know, he just started walking a 5K every day. And he started losing a little weight. But then it like turned into this whole new thing about his blood pressure.
So, and that's only like 3 miles. It's not that far.
It's not that far at all. And if you just even consider this report that finds out that if you just run 13 miles a week for 6 months, and that's not even 2 miles a day, you're going to see the benefits of lower blood pressure and better health. And the best part is that if you're older and you're even slower, it's even better for your health.
Yeah, it's not like a sprint, too. And if you break it down to run that much, 2 miles a day, you're saying?
Yeah, a little under
that's,
2 miles.
How long is that on a treadmill?
20 minutes.
That's what I would say. It's about 20 minutes. If you walk or run, jog for 30 minutes on a treadmill every day, that's not hard to do at all. It really makes a difference in your health.
Yeah,
this guy was able to drop his high blood pressure medicine.
Yeah,
completely. He was close to diabetes too. He talks about it. He's like, you know, hey, I was like 100 pounds heavier and close to diabetes, and I was able to get rid of all my medications, and he's just lost so much weight, and he feels better. He says, I feel like I've missed the first 49 years of my life.
Yeah, what do you got to lose here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's what the scientists found on this particular study for people who did this for 6 months, and they were actually training for a marathon, but regardless, you're just out there running and doing something. They said they had a four-year reduction in the arterial age.
By 4 years. Boy, that is big.
Significant drop in the systolic blood pressure and also the effects of just not having to take the medications.
Yeah. I mean, you're also a living example, Chris. You used to be a little doughy.
Oh, yeah.
And you run almost every day now, and your blood pressure is, you're like a teenager.
Yeah, especially when people my age are, I have a friend who just went in for bypass surgery.
He's your age?
We're in our mid-40s.
Now, a lot of that is genetic, but that's just scary, though, because you don't know what your genetics are going to do.
That's what scares me, is I don't know what my genetics are, so.
You were adopted.
And so I really want to kind of, like, make sure that I have all the good cards in my deck as I get older.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is very nice, especially, and just for the vanity part of this, if you're older.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome going into the gym and seeing those young kids tucker out, and you just play. It along.
Watch this.
Yes. I have better credit and I can outrun you.
Yeah, exactly. I have more insurance than you do. I'm the same way. I'm older than all you guys, and I prove it every day.
You actually, if you're kind of new to KTK, you don't know the history of Storm Roberts. You were actually the poster boy for Gainesville Health and Fitness for quite a long time on your weight loss.
But I've kept it off.
And
it's, that's amazing.
Literally, I work out twice a week doing strength training, okay? And then I walk 30 minutes a day. That's it. Just walk. I don't jog. I don't run. I walk. And to tell you the truth, yesterday it was hot. I walked around my living room watching a cooking show. I've got it down. I can watch Chopped. And I can tell you episode exactly where the 30-minute mark will be on Chopped, where I can get actually two exercise routines out of one Chopped episode.
That's amazing.
And I'm serious. I'm sure I'm speaking for you, Storm, and for Bob Page, the gentleman we were talking about, because I'm speaking for me. When you first do it, it's
miserable.
The worst thing. It's
sucks
horrible
at first, but it's nothing after a while.
After a while, you long if you don't do it. You don't feel right. So
put your jams on your headphones, man, and have some fun with it. You know?
We also found that you can make a quick bib using Glad's Press and Seal.
If you don't mind looking like a jerk at a restaurant, fine.
Well, maybe this is more or less for the kids, but you know,
here's the way I looked at it: is how much I have to pay for dry cleaning for a nice shirt. I'm wearing a nice starch white shirt.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm out, and we're having somebody orders pizza.
Right.
Give me the Glad Press and Seal. Let me slap it all over my shirt here, and I don't have to pay $5 to get dry clean.
Oh God! Please don't wear Press and Seal at a restaurant.
Oh come on! I think it'd be fun. But no, it is kind of a cool little hack, especially like you were talking about, if you're traveling or somewhere where you can't really change clothes, or perhaps you're going to take mom out for Mother's Day dinner, and you don't want the kids, you know, having stains all over their shirt, so just rip off a little bit of the Press and Seal. And why this works so well is that one side is tacky just enough that it'll stick to cotton or polyester or anything on your shirt, so you can kind of cut out a little piece, stick it on your chest, and if you have an accident, no big deal.
I kind of get it. Every morning I sit here at my desk at the radio station, and I have paper towels stuffed into the top of my shirt that go down, and I have a couple more paper towels on my pants here because I've spilt food on myself as I have a little breakfast as I'm doing show prep.
Ah.
So you can see me each and every morning with paper towel. I got to go to the Glad Press and Seal.
I think you should.
I'm going to get some. And, Jenny, I think there should be purse size Glad Press and Seal. And here's how you get people to wear it.
Yeah.
Make a Superman logo on it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That would be hilarious.
The kids will love it because, where's my Superman logo? And it's just Press and Seal with Superman.
Yeah, well, kids wearing bibs is totally socially acceptable. Like, if you're a six-year-old wearing a Press and Seal bib, that's a little different.
So where do you draw the line?
What do you got a problem with a mid-40-year-old person doing that? Huh?
I just have a problem with any adult wearing a bib.
What about first date?
Heck no. You bust that out. I'm at the point in my life where I'm going to be like, hey, I just want you to know I'm happy to enjoy your company for the rest of tonight, but the second you pulled that out, we're no longer compatible.
Hello, breaker.
Hello, Uber. Right now.
So it is so true when it comes to our weekends. We long for it. When the alarm goes off on Monday, it's like, oh, gosh, I can't wait till the weekend. So Tuesday goes by, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday afternoon, it finally arrives. But during all this time, you're like, I'm so tired. I don't want to clean. I don't want to finish that project. I'll do it on the weekend.
Right.
You procrastinate against it. So here's what happens. Once Friday, it's 5 o'clock, you head home, you get through traffic, you get home. You feel like you should be happy, but you're not. You're exhausted because of all the stuff you've procrastinated
this
about.
This to-do list that you've given yourself.
Has now moved into the weekend. So you have lost your weekend. So we're here to give you 4 tips to regain your weekend. And the first one is to make an activity that will make you feel... to do an activity that will make you feel refreshed first. So, as Janie said, if her feel-good activity is laying on the couch, eating cereal from a big punch bowl, and watching Netflix...
If you've had a busy week, sometimes you just want to veg, you know?
Right. And a lot of times, like for me, it's kind of like I like to get everything done first and then have that moment. But the problem is I always find something else to do. So this makes sense for me. Make time for yourself first.
Yep.
That recharges yourself, so at least you feel you have some sort of a weekend. The other next thing is you want to trim down what you want to accomplish. Of course, normally you want to tick things off of your to-do list over the weekend, but the more you feel accomplished, the less frustrated. And basically, you need to manage the size here because your to-do list can be never-ending, especially if you own a house. So really just look for one or two items to really kind of say, I need to get this done this weekend. So if it is to buy a pair of running shoes and then clean out the freezer, it doesn't sound like a lot on paper, but if you're putting it into a weekend, it kind of is. So if you can do that and check it off, you've actually cleared that out of your mind versus you clearing out the freezer, buying shoes, uploading, buying a new computer, bringing the clothes you don't want anymore to Goodwill. That's just too much. The next step is to prepare for the weekend. And this is where, as tired as you are in the work week, it's probably not a bad idea. Instead of doing all your housework on one day, spread it out over 5 days.
Yeah, if you're exhausted on a Sunday evening,
Yeah.
You've done too much.
Right.
Okay, that's the way to look at it.
So, you know, like on Mondays, mop the kitchen floor. Tuesday, dust.
Sure.
Wednesday, do laundry. And so that kind of gives
you'll actually get more done this way.
Right. Absolutely. And so, therefore, you don't feel you have to do everything on the weekend.
And try to get a social engagement in there, too. You know, have some fun.
Well, and that's what they talk about is the type of social engagements that you have, or engagements at all. If you have to work. Don't just say, I'm going into the office to get the job done. Say, I'm going to the office for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And at the end of 30 minutes, if
there
it's not done, we're leaving.
Yeah, tell Siri, set timer 30 minutes.
Right. They also talk about agreeing to one or two at the most social engagement. And that includes kids' parties and what have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the soccer.
So that you have a little family time. And this kind of will allow you to breathe a little bit and regain the relaxation part of the weekend. So
well, and I've had friends who get super stressed out because they have two kids and each kid has some friend's birthday party
right.
and all
yeah.
this stuff. And
yeah.
it's like, I don't want to hear about how you're stressed if you're choosing to use your time for your children's birthday parties. And maybe that sounds rude, but that's a choice you're making for a fun activity.
Well, and maybe it's, you know, one of the parents taking them 1 week and then the other parent
right.
doing the other one.
Or just don't do it.
Yeah.
But don't complain when you've chosen a you know, a fun activity for your children and then adding it to the list of chores. Like, then just don't go.
Or else just put something in the thermos and take it with you.
That'll help. Do the old Don Draper.
There you go.
I see.
By the way, Trenta, which is the largest Starbucks cup, will hold an entire bottle of wine. That's all I'm saying.
That's hilarious.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
So, and then finally, we learned, speaking of wine, we're going to talk about white wine drinkers, apparently.
Oh, I just brought up wine, didn't I?
You did.
All right.
Apparently, they need a white wine emoji.
We've got a fix
We've
for
got
it,
discrimination on,
yeah.
on. This is actually from a guy who's a wine expert. Who says, you know, it's so great. You have all these emojis. You've got red wine. You've got beer. You've got cocktails. You've got soda and everything.
Champagne glasses.
Champagne. But you don't have any white wines. And you know what? You're discriminating against some of the world's most exciting and coveted wines. So they're actually going to the Unicode representatives in July. There's 12 people that dictate the code that is written for these emojis for everyone in the world. They're going to politic them.
Yeah.
To get a white wine emoji for the next
Yeah, literally, I'm trying to think about my job responsibilities, and I'm trying to think what it would be like to have the most stressful project in a recent amount of time be, like, trying to provide a presentation to the Unicode people for a white wine emoji. This is, like, next-level first-world problems.
Yeah, but you actually have to present this in front of a panel
yeah.
of 12 voting
yeah.
members. But
like,
here's my fix for this whole thing. You know, just like they have with the skin color on the little thumbs up, you can pick a skin color.
Right.
Do the same thing with the wine glass.
Yeah,
it can
like
be
that's
red,
a nice
rosé,
compromise.
It can be sparkling, it can be white, whatever you want.
But somebody's going to work wondering if what they're doing is making a difference. And
yeah.
this is the current project
well,
we're working on.
I guess to big white wine, it is a big deal. So.
Exactly. No, it is.
I'm thinking, what is Unicoded? Is it like some secret cabal where they wear these doomsday cloaks and
have a secret knock?
Meet in a dark room on a castle where it seems always to be raining on the top of the hill?
They have flying monkeys that protect it?
Yeah, you know, something like that.
Probably.
Who are these people?
So there is our show for today, Friday, May 10th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
Bye. Happy Mother's Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.